Proclamation number 5242 of 27th of October, 1951. Desire for truth, love activity condition. By no means is everything truth that comes from the spiritual kingdom presented to you humans. Light and darkness are represented everywhere, on earth as well as in the spiritual kingdom. Forces of light and darkness can therefore exist side by side and try to influence people. But since the human being has to freely decide for himself in earthly life, a mutual influence is also permitted, and there is also no direct danger for the human being to fall into darkness if he seeks and desires the light. For a person's desire is decisive, and if this desire is turned towards me as the eternal truth, then he will also certainly find the truth and error cannot enter him. For he has a certain feeling in his heart for the truth and sensitively rejects what does not correspond to it. The fact that forces of darkness often pretend to be bearers of light, that they wrap themselves in a cloak which is intended to deceive people, cannot seriously endanger them, because only people who seriously strive for the pure truth and are so obviously supported by the beings of light that they only ever accept the truth and reject error. Yet this only ever applies to a truth-hungry person. Anyone who is indifferent in his searching will become confused in his thinking and will not find clarity as long as his desire for truth is weak. And again, the degree of love is decisive that in whether he recognizes truth as such. For his ability to judge is according to the degree of love. The desire for truth will always be inherent in a loving person, and likewise he will also recognize me myself, thus he will believe in me. Love and faith impel him to also experience the truth, and I myself can approach him and introduce him to the truth. I certainly have my messengers of light who bring him the truth on my behalf, yet it originates from me, so that I myself am the giver of truth, even if it is indirectly conveyed to a human being. Yet my adversary also disguises himself and sometimes puts on a cloak of light when he wants to deceive people. But this disguise can be recognized by anyone who desires purest truth. My adversary will indeed also make use of divine words and know how to interpret them such that they serve his intention to distance you humans from me, yet then I myself will be active as a counterforce by guiding the thoughts of the listeners who desire truth such that they will derive the right from his words. Thus his intention will be frustrated because their will is meant for me. For even the powers of darkness must obey me, and I protect everyone who strives towards me in will, thought and action. Light and darkness will always be at war with each other, yet the human being decides for himself whether he wants to stand in the light or sink into darkness. Amen.